your tie starts playing.
Heather, do you have any musical clothing on today?
No, I don't. I left that at home because I, you know, didn't want to steal the spotlight from Bruce, so I didn't do
that. Well, thank you. Heather Brown from Republic Services joins us this morning, and this portion of our Spotlight on Elyria is brought to you by Republic Services, your local waste and recycling collection company with offices in Elyria and Oberlin. For safe trash collection and environmentally sound disposal services, go with the local choice, Republic Services. So you've got locations in Elyria and Oberlin, right?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Now, are these facilities, are these office spaces? What are in those building areas?
We actually have our owned and operated landfill and a material recovery facility, our recycling center, both located in Oberlin, where we actually process the recycling material from our residential customers and our commercial customers. And we also have our Elyria Hauling Company, which is over on Butternut Ridge Road, which the majority of our 341 employees are housed out of. We're very excited over there, though, actually, on our Butternut location, because we're putting together right now about a $7 million commitment to build a new building out there for our employees. We're very excited. It's a new maintenance shop. And we actually started in Elyria in 1969, so it's excited. We're excited to really bring the new facility in for our employees and for the area.
Well, the waste and recycling business changes a lot over time. Technology has really got into it. Everybody's not knowing about sort of these bins that they have, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Recycling as far as curbside or for our residential customers, it's changed and evolved since we started in 1992 when we built the facility. And really for us right now, we're very excited because we just did a retrofit about 3 years ago. We put about $14 million into that facility because we had such great participation, whether it was businesses such as where we're at today or our residential customers. So we want to really just make sure that we have the right mix of material in that. We appreciate that everybody who does recycle and take the time to do so for the environment, obviously. But we want to make sure we have the right materials in those bins.
Talk about that. I mean, I guess what are the right materials and what really kind of gums up the system if they sort of start showing up in those bins?
Absolutely. It's a great question. You know, things have changed. We go back to the basic things that we always say, obviously, over at the material recovery facility. If it's something that you would get a beverage, such as what we have here today, that you might drink water or pop or soda or you buy at the grocery store, most obviously it can go in. Things have changed, but it goes back to the basics, obviously. We would like you to use those bins to obviously mix everything together. We'll take care of the sorting for you. No longer do you need to put it in a bag. And what we want to have in there, obviously, is plastics is the slight change, 1 through 7. And a lot of times people will say, well, how do I know if it's a number 1 through 7? But actually on the bottom of the plastic bottle or the beverage container is the recycling symbol, and there's a number in there. And that'll tell you whether or not you can go ahead and put it in that bin. It's real easy to find. Most of the kids know how to do that. No longer do we have to take the lids off the plastic bottles.
I can put the lid. How about my laundry detergent?
What you need to do is you actually need to squeeze it on real tight, and you need to squish the bottle and take all the air out of it. It also makes more room in your recycling container, and you can go ahead and throw it right in your bin. So it's real easy to do. You can show your strength on that too, Bruce, and just kind of squeeze it.
I put on my work boots and I do a little stomping every once in a while for that.
Oh, well, Heather, I'm most fascinated by the sorting. Once you get all of this to your facility, how is it sorted out? You've got your plastics, your glass. How does that work?
It's fantastic, actually. We have a combination of optic sorters and actual hand sorting that's done. When the material is dropped through the facility, there's a series of conveyor belts, optic sorters, and different type of fiber wheels and drums that will actually process the material. And we have several different ways, whether it's pulling out the cardboard, the clean cardboard that somebody's put in, sorting the plastics by numbers. Some of that is mostly done automated, but a lot of times it's just by eyesight, making sure the newspaper's clear and we don't have the things such as the no-nos, which is clothing. We don't accept.
What?
Yeah, people put a lot of clothing in the recycling bin, which is a major no-no, and it causes and havocs a lot of problems for us at the recycling center. It gets caught into all of our discs.
Right.
So no clothes. We appreciate that. You can take that down to your local donation site, whether it be the Salvation Army or Goodwill, but we can't have that in a recycling bin. That's a major no-no.
My jaw is dropping because I thought I thought of clothing. I mean, I understand people think of recycling, but there's other ways, like you say, that...
Absolutely. It's part of the three R's. We definitely want you to donate that and reuse that material for somebody who needs it, but we would prefer that you don't put it in your recycling bin and just make sure you stick to the plastic, glass, and cardboard and paper fiber. That's the important part to go in there.
Where do phone books fall into this
cycle? You know, phone books, we still do some collection sites that we have in phone books that we do. You know, we're set up to take those if we need to, but, you know, we ideally want to stick to those beverage containers, and we want to stick to the newspaper and the magazines and paper, and obviously the glass and aluminum and metal cans. A lot of times people put scrap metal in there too, and that's a huge problem for us as well.
And I don't think you want glass window panes either.
No glass window panes. Okay. And that's why I said, rule of thumb is this. If I could buy it at the grocery store, I can put it in my recycling bin.
I've also heard, and this is one of those things, I'm clearing up some of my myths here.
Okay.
You don't like pizza boxes.
You know, there's varying conversation on that. And truly, here's the thing. Truly. It's a good judgment call on that part. And, you know, Dan, who runs the recycling center, might disagree, but I don't think so. But if you have a pizza box, and they usually have the wax film inside, you remove that. It's a clean, corrugated cardboard. It's not grease-soaked. Put it in your recycling bin.
So if you have the grease-soaked one that has, that's, you don't
good
want...
Good judgment. No, thanks. That needs to go into the trash.
And do I need to clean out my... wash out my cans or clean out my containers as much?
You know, the biggest thing for us, obviously, I always say for people, and, you know, when you're storing all your recycled material, whether it be in your house or in your container, it's probably a good idea to probably rinse it out just for your own sake. Make sure it's empty and it doesn't have any fluid in it, but we do have a machine that sorts and looks for that. Like I said, crush that bottle, make sure all the air's out of it and that lid's on there tight, and go ahead and put it in. So it's good common practice just to make sure that it is cleaned out, because somebody does have to touch that by hand.
Okay.
So, we'd appreciate it.
So whatever can be started at the beginning of this recycle stream, the better it is in the long run for you and for us as well.
Absolutely. When we get to the point where we're actually processing all those tons on the floor, the end product is actually a result of how well we pre-recycle or reprocess at home, right? So to make sure that we have our bin and we have everything in there that it needs to be, that also helps so it doesn't break down the material, the good stuff that's in that bin. And we can focus on that, and that means that our materials is going to get put to good use.
How accurate is Toy Story 3? I watched them take the toys to the recycle thing.
That's frightening.
Oh, it is.
It is definitely scary.
I just wondered some things. Is there like a magnet? Is there a thing that...
There is magnets like that are actually separating the bimetal cans from the aluminum, and that is actually an incinerator. So that's a totally different company that's going to do something like that.
Okay.
So what we do is all environmentally friendly and clean, and no fire, no scary things for you to have to deal with. You're more than welcome to come over and see it at any time.
I would like to someday see some of that. Now, blue bags, are they good? Are they friends? Do they cause problems? We used to thought the blue bag was kind of like the recycled bag, right?
Absolutely. I think for some people, I think it goes twofold. They're also great bags to put into a trash receptacle in your bathroom, so sometimes those got mixed up. So to be clear, when we provided the green toters curbside, they're meant so that you no longer have to do so. We would prefer, obviously, that it gets in the bin in no bag. And it's loose in there. That also makes it easier for you, because you can just rinse out your toter and keep that clean. If it's something that you do use inside your home, we can process that. We do recycle those and we sort those, but we would definitely prefer it not to be in any bag.
Okay. And then we just put them out on the curb. I've also told you like a little space between a lot of them because of the big arms that used for the trucks or
something. Right, absolutely. You know, the ideal situation I try to tell people, and even mostly my neighbors as well, they watch me, but if you could put your recycling bin on one side of your driveway and your trash bin on the other side of the driveway, which gives clear space, it keeps it safer too for the kiddos that are on the street that might possibly be going down, or keeps everything separated. It's safer for the drivers, it's safer for the people that are walking through the area, but it's also certainly easier for them to service if they are separated on either side of the drive. That should be a general practice for them.
All right. And then I always have to determine if there was a holiday that week, do I have to put my trash out? There's places for people to find that information out somewhere. Right?
Absolutely. You can call into our customer service line, which we have a 1-800 line. We also are on the web as well on republicservices.com that tells you our holiday schedule. We do observe the major holidays, and we usually run a day behind. That means we'll be there on Saturday. It'll be a regular week for our guys. We just are working through Saturday instead of ending on Friday.
And what about the Christmas tree?
What about the Christmas tree? There's a lot of programs, and it's really specific to where you live. So the great, obviously, way for you to find out what's available in your community is to reach out to your town hall or to your city. A lot of them have them on their webpage as well. But that's all determined about what city you live in. Absolutely.
Well, you're bringing that up. What about Christmas wrapping paper? I've heard that that's not really recyclable because of the glitter or the layers of shiny stuff that's on there.
Right. You know, paper is fiber, and I always say usually general practice. If it's made from a tree, it can be recycled when it comes to cardboard or paper or newspaper. So it's one of those things that, you know, some people choose to reuse it. So some people want to make sure they recycle it. It's usually general practice that you could utilize that recycle bin if you need to. Okay. It is fiber.
All right. Well, we've learned a lot.
Well, Heather's like our Mythbuster here.
Exactly.
She's setting the record straight.
Right. Well, we discovered off air that Heather and I have encountered each other many, many years ago.
Many moons ago.
The former seventh generation program that we used to
have
in the organization here. So, in a sense, you're still kind of working with the environment and keeping things out of the landfills and keeping the environment safe and better for everybody. Heather, thanks for coming in this
morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Heather Brown joining us this morning with Republic Services.